Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Coming your way this morning here on The Doc in 20 minutes. Your best audio of the day in 40 minutes. RG3 says he's going to take down the Washington football team. In terms of sound check, there's a lot of speculation about would Josh Heupel leave Tennessee to get that Sooners job. Heupel responds, and the Joker, Nikola Jokic, answers to the media why Heat fans booing him didn't bother him. And the answer's kind of odd. That's coming up this hour here on the show. We begin with the Urban Meyer connection to the opening at Notre Dame. Now, Urban Meyer was a 6-year assistant coach in South Bend. Obviously, we've seen him lurking around the bushes, the peeping Tom of college football for years. You never know when he's going to pop out from behind a car. But right now, of course, he is employed by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because of everybody speculating whether he would have interest in coming back to the college game, where he has had obviously a lot of success, Urban Meyer said he has no interest. In a conference call, he said, "I'm not a candidate. Obviously, I spent 6 years of my life there. Great respect for Notre Dame, as I do USC, UCLA, like we talked about. But I'm committed to the Jaguars and doing the best we can to turn this thing around." Can we believe Urban Meyer? No! Man, the day you believe or trust Urban Meyer is the day I got a bridge to sell you. That doesn't mean he's coming back. I'm not saying Urban Meyer is the next head coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. What I'm saying is don't ever believe anything Urban Meyer says. That's the first key to Fight Club. Meyer goes as Meyer wants to ethically. Meyer has selective morality. Meyer says what he needs to say at any given point in time to make it good for Urban Meyer. That's it. That's the end of discussion. And look, none of these coaches have handled this very well. I do have some sympathy for them because I'm not sure how you handle this. you know you're leaving or you know you're talking to a prospective job and you're asked about it publicly every day or weekly. And so what is the response? It's kind of interesting. No coach has ever nailed this. There's been no coach ever that has found what the winning formula is here for potentially taking another job and being asked about that job during your previous employment. And I'm not sure I've got a better set of answers. I mean, let's just take Lincoln Riley, for example. Lincoln Riley was asked, are you interested in the LSU job? Address the rumors. He says, I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU. He wasn't lying. Now, had he had a follow-up question, will you be the next head coach at USC, what would he have said? Could he have said, no, I'm not going to be, and then taken the job the next day and look like a complete liar and just said I had to do what I had to do at the time? Or does he say, look, I'm not going to address every single rumor here. It's not productive. Or does he just say, yes, you got me. Tomorrow we're announcing I got the USC job. I'm not sure there is a right answer here. But when Urban Meyer says, I'm committed to this team, I mean, look, that's what you say today until you take a job somewhere else. That's the answer. Now, Luke Fickell is kind of starting to create what could be the blueprint, which is this, I'm only focused on my team. I haven't even heard the noise. I'm not paying attention to anything out there, so I can't even address that. You know, this kind of like pleading ignorance. You know, I'm just so focused on my team right now. I'm not even hearing that, so I'm just head of the sand. That's on me. That's my personality. So, you know, there's really nothing for me to say. Now, that's a non-answer that's cloaked as, I'm such a hard worker. I'm so locked in that it's not supposed to be a lie, but it might be. I mean, it's kind of a lie on its face because we know that Luke Fickell knows everything that's happening. He's not a guy that has his head buried so far in the sand. He doesn't know that Brian Kelly's the new head coach at LSU. He obviously gets text messages from his assistant coaches, his friends, his family, other media members about Lincoln Riley taking the USC job. Clearly, he's aware that he is a high-profile candidate for the Notre Dame job and probably their number one candidate. He's been aware for years that other schools want him. He's had job offers a number of times. His agent clearly is peddling between Notre Dame and Cincinnati to see if he can get a raise or else his agent wouldn't be doing his job. So it's clearly a lie, but it's an odd answer that can kind of stand up in court. Hey, man, I'm just focused on my job here, so there's really nothing for me to say. Okay. So when Urban Meyer says, I'm committed to this team, I mean, look, yeah, that's kind of a lie cloaked in a non-answer. It's, all right, yeah, we know that you're focused on your team because you're in the middle of a season. That's a given. Every head coach is focused on the game at hand. And when he says, I'm not a candidate, what does that really mean? Does it mean that he pulled himself out of the candidacy? That Notre Dame reached out to his agent and said, are you interested? And he said no. Or is that he got wind from Notre Dame via his agent that they're not interested? And so thus he can say, I'm not a candidate here, guys. I'm just committed to the Jaguars. I mean, all of this is kind of like verbal gymnastics. But do I believe Urban Meyer has no interest in the Notre Dame job? Of course not. Do I believe anything that he says? No. Now, is there a universe where he's not interested and he just wants to be the Jaguars head coach? Yeah, I mean, and that could be this universe. This could be this part of the Marvel universe where he's getting paid handsomely. He feels like he's done it all in college, so why go back? This is his last challenge. And he understands if he leaves now after year number one for Notre Dame, then his reputation's always going to be crap, especially with the whole grabbing the girl's butt earlier in the season storyline, that he'd just be a complete punchline and clown show around football circles and certainly in the NFL for the rest of his life. He doesn't want to be that. So he wants to at least be there 3 years, get him from 3 wins to 6 wins to 8 wins or something like that, and know that if he wants to go back to college, one of these jobs, a great job, is going to be open when he wants to come back. That could be this year as well. But if we're asking the question, is it smart to believe what Urban Meyer says? The answer is no. No, of course not. Of course not. 855-212-4CBS. Again, 855-212-4227. I want to restate what we were talking about at the end of the last hour, and that is that of all the things that have been knives in the back of Merez karmically, this has got to be the funniest. I mean, I can't think of another situation, Merez, where the gods could play such a joke on you. Not us, the gods. You have clowned me for 4 years for my support of Mike Glennon, culminating last year with making me a goof t-shirt, a parody t-shirt, in the only Christmas gift you've ever bought me. Now, I'm not criticizing you for not getting me Christmas presents. I don't want them. I'm just saying you've never gotten me a gift except last year to twist the knife in my back by printing a t-shirt that said Unitas and Montana and Brady and Glennon, because I once upon a time said Mike Glennon could be a decent starting quarterback in the NFL. This has been my white whale, my punchline. This has been my cloud raining on my head. And so much so that you have printed a t-shirt about it. And then in the offseason, after you printed the t-shirt, the Giants signed Mike Glennon as Daniel Jones' backup and let Colt McCoy go. Colt McCoy goes to the Cardinals, wins 2 of 3 games over the last 3 weeks when Kyler Murray's been out, and now Mike Glennon has to ride in to save your ass because your butt is on the line with his bet of getting shirtless in the middle of January, sitting out in the street, body painted red and blue. You need Mike Glennon because Daniel Jones is out again. I mean, you could not draw this up. This is not even something that I could draw up. This could only be the gods. Mike Glennon could have signed anywhere in the offseason. And we might have never seen him had Eli Manning been the quarterback. Eli never missed a game due to injury. Daniel Jones always misses time. And now, in the heat of December, you need Mike Glennon when you've clowned him for 5 years.
I will give you another further anecdote on this script, DA, and something I've only uncovered in the last 5 minutes of research. When the news broke yesterday, November 30th, Mike Glennon, likely to start, big game versus the Dolphins for the Giants. November 30th, 1 year earlier, the day I constructed that t-shirt. So on the one-year anniversary that I came up with the t-shirt to order you as a holiday present, the one-year anniversary, the Giants, once again, for the second straight year, finding themselves in a fake playoff race because everybody else sucks around them. 1 year after me mocking Glennon, I need Mike Glennon. I mean, let that sink in. It doesn't end. And it shouldn't have been a big deal, but I saw these winnable games on the Giants' schedule, and I said, nobody's paying attention to this playoff race. I'm getting ahead of this. I think the Giants have a shot here. And they beat Philadelphia. They certainly have everything in front of them. They're one game back of Washington. And on the one-year anniversary of the stupid t-shirt being constructed, we get Mike Glennon starting to save me from freezing my nipples off outside of New York City with a sign and body paint. I guess I'm Roger Klotz at this point.
Doug Funny, Mike Gledda needs to ride into Mraz's rescue. So today's poll question, who would you trust more with the December critical game? Mike Glennon or Brandon Whedon?
It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date.
Hey, Doug, hurry or we'll miss the show.
Hey, Patty.
No two crummy quarterbacks have ever gotten more run on this show than Mike Glennon and Brandon Whedon.
We might have kept both of their careers alive.
If you needed to win a game in December, who do you vote for there? This is a really difficult question. Would you feel better if on Sunday the Giants were starting Brandon Whedon instead of Mike Glennon against the Dolphins?
Well, on one hand, Brandon Whedon is a first-round talent. On the other hand, I think I still lean Glennon. I don't feel
really
good. I do. I do. I think I still lean Glennon. The thing is, the Giants were probably scoring 13 points in the game regardless.
Okay.
So maybe not that big a downgrade, and Whedon probably is more likely to throw you out of the game.
Can I ask you where Brandon Whedon played his college football?
Oklahoma State.
Can I ask you where Mike Glennon played his college football?
NC State.
That's correct.
How about that?
Now, Mike Glennon was a third-round pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Third round.
And couldn't hold off Jameis Winston.
You know who else was a third-rounder in 2017? Travis Kelce.
Oh, boy.
Also, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu.
Wait a minute. Wait, 2017? That's
yeah,
not that, that long. It feels like Glennon's been in the league like 12 years.
I know. He was drafted in the third round by the Buccaneers, number 73 overall. That was 10 spots after Travis Kelce. That was 4 spots after the Honey Badger. That was 3 spots ahead of Keenan Allen.
Oh.
He got drafted ahead of Keenan Allen, Pro Bowl wide receiver.
So this guy's been on like 5 teams since 2017 and somehow has started this many games? What a loser.
Since 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make sense because Travis Kelce's been in the league a lot longer than 2017.
Bogus has just barged in to tell me 2013. He was very disappointed with your facts.
So, since 2013, Mike Glennon's been on the Buccaneers, the Bears, the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Jaguars, and now the Giants.
Oh, he couldn't beat out Nathan Peterman for the backup job with the Raiders, remember?
Let me also tell you this, though. Mike Glennon, you might want to have more respect. Put some respect on that name. Because Mike Glennon's touchdown to interception ratio in his NFL career, 44-27. Okay?
See, he ain't going to throw us out of this game Sunday.
It's a 2-1 nearly touchdown interception ratio. He's not that bad.
Now, the Giants haven't scored 30 points in a game in 2 years. If he lights it up versus Miami, in the weird twist, do I now take the Mike Glennon is a real franchise quarterback take from you?
It's true. It would have to be some type of Freaky Friday swap where you take the Mike Glennon could be a really good NFL quarterback. And then I have to take one of your garbage takes and adopt them.
Take your pick. There's about 40 of them. I'll tell you, I'll be all in on Glennon if the Giants make it rain. Kenny Golladay scores his first touchdown pass from Glennon and not Daniel Jones. We're not throwing him offensive tackles. I'll be all in.
You get Mike Glennon, I get Davis Webb if that happens. We are replaying some teasers going into the 12 DAs of Christmas just to get your appetites wet for tomorrow as we begin things. And let's go back to last February, where after Tom Brady won his 7th Super Bowl, he released a hype video telling all the naysayers, the haters, that you got it wrong. One of those haters was a tweet by Mraz. Here it is. This was Mraz says. Mraz, you know, again, all due respect, he's a sidekick. What?
I have a big wiener in my
hand. And so it looked like from this tweet,
I can only imagine if Tom Brady used Mraz's motivation, this is what he thought. Oh, somebody from CBS Sports. Oh, this guy is an NFL insider from CBS Sports. He thinks I can't do it. Well, fine, I'll show him. No, Tom, no. This is a guy that just tweets out food recipes, okay? This is just a guy who has a Giants tattoo and considers the David Tyree catch the greatest moment of his life, okay?
Not anymore, by the way. This right. is beating that.
right. Like, you don't...
One of the candidates for the 12 DAs of Christmas, that was actually a day that Mraz was on vacation, so that was just me and Bogues. And Bogues, remember us coming in that day? I'm not sure, actually, if he is on microphone, but...
No. He's too busy ranting and raving about you getting years wrong. He's running it.
We came in, we're like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding that the freaking hype video by Tom Brady included a Mraz tweet? It was like, this can't be real. How does Mraz find himself inserted into every single storyline? Remember how just floored we were, folks?
I mean, and we still don't have an answer. Like, no. We still don't know how to hold this technically against Tom Brady, whether he's got a crew scanning every possible Brady mention that he okayed this. Someone in his universe was on board with this. So that's one part of the equation. And yes, the other is all of the amazing things that you do day in and day out on this show, on social media, building this career. And then that guy's the one that gets yanked into a Tom Brady hype video that everybody sees. Like, you really, had you walked away from the show that day and said, you know what, that's enough. I've given up. There's no reason to go forward anymore. I'm going to go make candles with my wife, and that's going to be my future. I would have understood, and I might have joined you.
It's uncanny. It's just, Mraz has this uncanny ability to insert himself into everything, even when he doesn't even expect it.
Right.
And Tom Brady's, one of two things happened. Either Tom Brady scans Twitter searching for criticism of him and uses it as motivation, or his hype team, his social media team, does the same. Either one, they thought it wasn't just fans. It wasn't just like random, like, you know, Colts fans that they put in this hype video. It was media members. It was legitimate, credible media members. Like, see, you guys, the experts, never thought I could do it.
Yeah.
Somebody came across Mraz's tweet and was like, that's an expert, and he didn't believe in Brady, and this is perfect to shove it right back in his face.
And I don't, any way we say this, it's going to sound like dismissive, but like Ian Rappaport, Schefter, anyone on NFL Network, like, it makes sense that the Brady machine would be aware of them. But this is a CBS Sports Radio. I don't even know if I follow CBS Sports Radio Twitter account. And the Brady machine is on it to pull not you, not Jim Rome, not Gelb, not a Tiki or a Tierney, but not even a show clip. It's him writing a column about it, right?
Yeah, well, and I'll say this. 2013, we started the Up the Gut column and the on-air segment. Never once sponsored. Tom Brady takes it down in the hype video. We got a big sponsor this year.
Oh, that's the other thing, is that Mraz wrote this quote in an Up the Gut column that certainly included a dip recipe at the end of it.
You know what? Maybe that's how they found it. Maybe they're big dip fans, and they went there for the recipe. And, oh, by the way, they mentioned the boss here in the column. Let me keep this for later.
They wanted something to go with the dipsy doodles.
and CBS Sports Radio's Twitter account lifted the quote and tweeted it out.
French onion dip with bacon.
And Brady's team was like, oh, see, this expert doesn't know what he's talking about. Little did he know that at the end of the same column, Mraz is telling us how to put cheese and chicken in a crock pot. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Which flavor of meatball was that week? Was that Greek or Mexican meatball? Which one was that? Chicken parm pizza? Just chicken parm. And Brady sucks.
When we come back, we have your best audio of the day. It is Soundcheck coming your way next. That includes an odd experience from Nikola Jokic getting booed in Miami and Josh Heupel on the rumors of him taking the Oklahoma job. That's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Thanks so much for being with us. You can always watch us at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly, watchda.com. Check us out there. Also, you can watch us on Twitch. Use the CBS Sports Radio channel to check us out. Mobile friendly each and every day. Desktop friendly. Tablet friendly. It's the telecast, the simulcast to watch the show at watchda.com. As far as sound check goes, we begin with Josh Heupel. Now, there's been many in the Tennessee community worried that the former Sooners quarterback could head back to Norman to take over that vacant Oklahoma job. Here is Heupel on the Eric Ains Show.
As you build a successful program with your staff and players, certainly, you know, your name has an opportunity to come up for different openings. For myself and my family, we absolutely love Knoxville, and we came to Tennessee because of the power of the T, believed in the power of the fan base and the opportunity to build something extremely special. It's a program that's top 10 in the history of college football, wins first round draft picks, and had been through, you know, some uncertainty in recent times, but we love being in Knoxville. That's home for us. I love being in the building with our staff and our players. And I know I feel stronger today than I did 10 months ago when I first took the job about what we're going to be able to do and how quickly we're going to be able to get there. I know we're building a championship caliber football team and program, and excited to continue on that venture.
I, like many people, were meh on the hire of Josh Heupel last winter, but You know what? He paid major dividends. And I don't think, first of all, I don't think that Josh Heupel is a significant priority for Oklahoma right now. That there's been some bad blood between the two parties, and I'm not sure that stuff is washed over yet. But secondly, I'm not sure Oklahoma's a better job. Now, this is kind of crazy because you'd say, well, Tennessee's been a dumpster fire for a long time, D.A. Oklahoma's been in the college football playoff four times in the last 6 years. OU has been dominant in their conference. But let's just think about this. Tennessee's already in the SEC. Oklahoma's going there. What's the recruiting footprint for Tennessee? There is a lot of five-star kids and four-star kids and top-end recruiting talent in the Tennessee-Georgia quadrant that you can pull from versus the state of Oklahoma. There's way more high-end talent in Tennessee than there is in the state of Oklahoma. Now, OU goes down into Texas to recruit, down into the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. But you're going to be at Oklahoma, a Johnny-come-lately into the SEC, where the next couple of years, it might be difficult to get kids on board knowing that they're, quote, wasting time in the Big 12 until you get there. So if you're Tennessee and you're already building something, hey, we're here, we're established, we know what our challenges are. Tennessee historically, you know, is every bit as good as Oklahoma besides the last 15 years. So, you know, OU has been much better for the last 15. But I don't know if Tennessee's a worse job if you're Josh Heupel. So, frankly, it does not surprise me that Heupel's distancing himself from that gig. Here is Lincoln Riley as he's introduced at USC why this was a no-brainer.
Everything intrigued me. It did. I think the location, I think the history of the program, I think the opportunities here to recruit and build a national championship level roster.
Well, all of that stuff obviously is what we've talked about the last couple of days, so no need to go back over it. That's all pretty clear. I mean, your recruiting footprint is amazing. You've got history. You've got a conference that's wide open right now. You can wake up and roll out of bed and get 9 or 10 wins. So all of that seems like the obvious reason. And the other obvious reason is they paid him so much money, they bought both of his houses. He had two houses in Norman. They bought them both. Must be nice. And finally, here's Nikola Jokic. Now, Heat fans were booing him on Monday night. Remember that Jokic and Morris had that friction, and so then the Jokic brothers opened up the Twitter account. Here's why it didn't bother him.
I play in Serbia, brother. I play in Serbia, so I wish you guys can feel that.
Did he say I played in Serbia?
Yeah, I played in Serbia. Pause. I played in Serbia, brother. I wish you guys could feel that.
Yeah. So a little booing from over-tanned, you know, snowbirds in Miami outside of Coconuts. The nightclub is not exactly something that's going to intimidate Nikola Jokic. He's like, I'm from Serbia. So some guy with a weird hat comes in with a, you know, three shades of tan too dark. You think I care that guy's booing me? Like, that's a joke compared to Serbia. It's a joke. Like, wasn't there a game that Pitino coached in Greece where they set fires in the arena during the game?
That sounds right.
So, yeah. Booing from a bunch of fans that showed up midway through the second quarter didn't exactly affect Nikola Jokic. And that is your sound check. Standing by with a headline of this morning. He's a kind sir, Andrew Bogus, Shea B. What do we got?
DA, Cincinnati stayed unbeaten. Alabama almost lost at Auburn, but the Bearcats remain behind the Tide in the latest college football playoff rankings. The list again begins with Georgia, then Michigan after finally beating Ohio State, then Bama and Cincy, then OK State and Notre Dame. Committee Chair Gary Barta said last night Brian Kelly's exit did not hurt the Irish this week, but could definitely factor in to the final rankings released on Sunday. College hoops, Duke stay at number one. Will last only a week. The Blue Devils squandering a 15-point second-half lead at Ohio State, losing 71-66. The Buckeyes shut out Coach K's team for the final 4.5 minutes.
Played really hard. They played really good defense. I thought they wore us out. I thought we were worn out at the end.
Paolo Banchero, just 14 points, 4 of 14 from the field. Number two, Purdue, no such issues, pounding FSU 93-65 to reach 7-0 for the seventh time in program history. And number 13, Tennessee, hammered Presbyterian 86-44. Pro Poops, the Suns, took their showdown with the Warriors 104-96 in Phoenix. That's a 17-game win streak. Those two play again Friday in San Francisco. With LeBron and COVID protocols, the Lakers dumped the Kings 117-92. And the Nets topped the Knicks 112-110 on free throws with 2.2 seconds left, not from Kevin Durant, not from James Harden, but from a man named James Johnson.
Oh.
By this time tomorrow, Major League Baseball might be ground to a halt. The current CBA expires just before midnight, and while there were negotiating sessions yesterday, there is basically no optimism for a deal today. The Marlins busy yesterday trading for Rays all-star third baseman Joey Wendell and dealing catcher Jorge Alfaro to the Padres. After a single-season record for points, the New England Revolution don't even make the MLS Eastern Conference Final. They lose on PKs at home last night to NYCFC. They'll play at the Philadelphia Union on Sunday. A somewhat historic comeback last night in the NHL.
Center of the blue line, Ekblad, right circle. Huberdeau looks across. Here's Reinhardt, shot, and he scores! A power play goal for Sam Reinhardt. He beat him short side, and the Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead with 14.4 seconds on the clock. They've come all the way back here in the third period.
And they downed the Capitals 5-4 after being down 4-1 entering the final period. NHL teams had lost 303 consecutive games when trailing by three or more through two periods. And the league has suspended winger Brendan Lemieux 5 games for biting Ottawa's Brady Tkachuk on the hand during a fight over the weekend. The NHL careful to point out in the announcement that the suspension, while Lemieux might have bitten Tkachuk multiple times, the punishment is only based on the first one because that one they can clearly see on video. The others might not have happened, but this is a one-bite suspension, 5 games for Kings winger Brendan Lemieux. DA, back to you.
I think I might have had the story slightly wrong. I thought that the Greek fans were setting fires inside the arena when Pitino was coaching there. Maybe they were just smoking. Cap has dug up this article from a couple of years ago. Pitino saying, I smoke cigars at a golf course, but there's nobody else around. When you're in an arena and 10,000 fans are smoking and the players are choking, sooner or later you have to say, hey, man, we're at an athletic event and I'm going to discipline myself and wait until halftime. And I'm going to go out and blow my brains out with cigarettes. Hey, that's your option. But when there are athletes and little kids who want to come to the game, these people don't care about young people. They're just being selfish.
Listen, maybe there weren't fires in Greece, but I've talked to guys that play in Europe, and they all have stories about how nasty and crazy, like needing armed escorts into the arena before games. Like, it is madness. It's not Miami, that's for sure, from Jokic.
I mean, like, Miami might be the least imposing fan base in the NBA.
Right.
And let's say, I don't know, what's the most imposing? OKC? Philly? I mean, what's a fan base? Sacramento with the cowbells used to be. I don't know what road trip is it really deafeningly loud and you're like, wow, I don't want to play there. I mean, Old Market Square Arena in Indiana was great.
But none of them are dangerous.
Well, no, I'm just saying, what's the toughest road trip, road game in the NBA?
I mean, I don't know, because is there, like, there is not a there's not even one that has fake sports danger involved.
The
I mean, they're mean in Philly, I guess, but I mean, they could yell mean things in New York, but I mean,
right.
Nothing.
Detroit
is,
after the malice, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
I'm just bringing this up because, like, there isn't an NBA road trip where you're like, whoa, I don't know about trying to win there. In Serbia, whatever the worst is of the NBA is the best case in Serbia. And Miami is probably the best road trip for players because they're like, great road trip, great weather, be at the beach, and the fans are not intimidating at all. So, like, yeah, when Jokic is like, oh, man, when he's asked, how'd you handle the booing in Miami? He's like, the booing in Miami? This is like the best road trip ever. This is like the easiest thing of all time. This is like playing in, like, kindergarten.
Right, the hardest crowd reaction is people counting against Giannis at the free throw line.
How about this, though? Patino saying 10,000 people are smoking and the players are choking on the floor. Wait until halftime and, quote, go out and blow your brains out with cigarettes.
I'm just picturing the towel boys coming and wiping ashes off the court.
Imagine, I mean, this is like a Pan Am flight from the 50s.
And as Cap writes on Twitch, Jody Mac, big Euroball fan.
Jody missed his calling all these years. He should be over there hosting shows.
Jody's like the guy to get the crowds fired up with the big gong. Or the big signs, and he's like on the sideline with a big picture of a cigarette, like, light him up! Light him up!
That's how you get the sixth man thing. You got Jody up in the canopy, he's lighting a 7-foot-long cigarette, yes, like it's the skull thing at Viking games.
We have that woman that, like, balances dishes on her hands while she's on the unicycle. Right. Jody has like 80 cigarettes in his mouth, letting them all at once. That's his halftime show.
Yeah, yeah.
Get up, fans! It's time to smoke them!
Jody Mac is on a is on a unicycle with the 80 cigarettes in his mouth.
He's flipping them like they're on fire, like a magician.
Right, from his hand, he's got the plates on her head. There's Jody circling her with the cigarettes in his mouth.
He flips,
Mr. Mandaloria,
flips the burning cig from the hat into his mouth while on the unicycle. And then he gets the cigarette cannon out and shoots packs of cigarettes to everybody.
And Wawa Randall Cunningham cups from 92.
Fans, get loud, and your section could get free cigs.
Those soft Americans shoot t-shirts. They're firing Marlboros
right into people's mouths.
When you race the freeze, you actually race a guy that's smoking a cigarette and you're smoking a cigarette.
When your team scores 90 points, everyone gets a free cigar. Not free Chick-fil-A.
Yay, yay. Oh, there goes another Jody Mac sig cannon.
Instead of the thunder sticks, after the free throws, they're just smacking cigarettes together.
Smacking cartons of cigs together. Get out your two boxes of duty-free cigs and smack them together. The opponent's at the free throw line.
Mr. Mandaloria.
Every fan in Greece sounds like Jody Mac when they're trying to cheer for the Patino team. Yeah, all right, go. Yeah, all right, go team.
I would have won. Well, he's...
Section 112, you're a lucky winner. You get all free lung transplants. Thanks for coming tonight.
Section 136, you're in the running for a free iron lung. Pick it up after the game in the lobby.
That's why he is the Greek freak. He escaped a full lung.
When we return, could RG3 take down Washington? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
top of the morning. What's going on?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Top of the morning. Welcome back. DA with you, CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us for free on the apps, the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. Stream us for free on both of those. And on the Odyssey app, you can pause, rewind, and fast forward live radio. RG3 announced yesterday he is writing a tell-all book about his time in Washington and threatening to expose all of the dysfunction inside that organization. Do we think it's all going to come out with RG3? Look, do I think that he saw some ugly things? Yeah. Out of all of the dysfunction in Washington, RG3 was at the epicenter as one player, maybe more than anybody else. The tug of war between the medical staff, his own inclinations, Mike Shanahan, Dan Snyder, a playoff team, expectations. He was caught in the middle of it, and I'm sure he saw and heard some ugly stuff. And he also says that he is threatening to write about sexual harassment inside the organization and a lot of other stuff that has happened there. And frankly, I hope that he does. I hope that he does expose it, because I think the NFL has acknowledged it's been really bad, but slapping a billionaire with a $10 million fine was chump change. And they hid all of the bad stuff besides the John Gruden and Bruce Allen emails. So I hope that RG3 does write an expose. I will say some of this does feel a little Jose Canseco-esque, where you're out of the league, faded stardom, you wish for relevance, and you are willing to sell out whatever that was when you were back in playing for your own personal gain. But ultimately, Canseco was right in terms of the accuracy of his book and kind of did start exposing the steroid era. So it certainly had its value. And I would think that this book also has its value for RG3. I wonder, though, RG3 had this big splashy announcement yesterday. Here comes the book. It's going to take down everything. I'm going to tell the story. You need to go inside. It doesn't come out until next year. Is this a way for him to gain attention, but then gain backroom money to leave this out, RG3? We'll pay you for this. How about you don't include this? We'll give you a little money here. Like, those negotiations definitely take place as well. And if you really wanted an expose, right before the book drops and it was printed and ready to go is when you say it's all coming out. I don't know how much value it has to tell us months in advance. Hey, when this book comes out, it's going to be awesome. When we return, the committee and Alabama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.